Angel, did you want to say something? I want to throw out a question. You know, unless you want to say something.
Oh, I'll wait for the next question.
Okay. Well, this question, you know, because y'all been talking about it, I just want to put out because it's in line with the lesson. The capitalist system that we live under has been the dominant political system during our struggle for freedom. Right. If the lesson learned during our freedom struggle is that this system will take us to the promised land, or if why or why not?
So am I understanding that will this current capitalist system take us to the
promised land? Yeah, because a lot of people, hey, this is my system. They've been talking about this. I'm fighting for this system. I love this system.
Well, the love's not reciprocal. Capitalism cannot survive without racism, and vice versa. But especially capitalism cannot survive without racism, because that's how it ends up dividing the working class to the extent it has been. And this is something that we need to fight against constantly. And always remember that this system was never designed for us. It was always designed against us. At the end of the day, they need us. We don't need them. We can solve our own problems better and with much more wisdom.
Yeah. I think that what he said is correct, that you remember that the capitalist system, for-profit system, is based on the exploitation of man over man and woman. It sucks its blood from the very essence of a worker. This is why we have a union that fights for us, for our dignity, to have a job, to have wages, to have a medical plan, at least when you're in the union. But we don't have a national health plan, and they don't plan to have one. One of the reasons why people are dying, and we won't mention the percentage of people, of the people who are dying of color, black and brown, because we don't have access to a health system. Many of us have 2 and 3 jobs just to survive, but that's capitalism. Okay, for the very essence, there's a few people in the top that benefit, that are living high. Matter of fact, since this time of the plague that's occurring in America, in the wilderness of North America, there have been more millionaires making money like mad while people are starving, mass starvation. They got food lines, food pantries. People are just eating. I've seen people even eating the garbage can. So I'm saying that this is capitalism. And other places, they have some type of reforms where they have a national health plan. They have a place where you could get a job or an education. But look at it here. They always use the term first. You're the first to graduate from college. You're the first to do this. You're the first to that. But remember this, that how could you be the first when you're the last to get, you're the first to be fired and the last to be hired? This is under capitalism. This is under capitalism. This is not under any what they call socialism. The right wing here enjoys themselves preaching all types of lies and telling us about rags to riches stories, that we're going to be rich, that we're going to have this, that we're going to have this. But why in the hell are we dying so in greater number? Why are we starving in greater number? Why are the people, when you walk down New York and in any city throughout the East into the up to the, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, why are so many people are homeless? Without a home, and everybody has a right to home. But this is capitalism. This is not socialism. Why don't we have a medical plan? Why don't we have housing? Why don't we have food or jobs? Because it's to their benefit to suck the blood like a vampire on the people. I don't care what they say about me and what they don't say about me. And just like Leon said, I know what it is. It is sensitive to me. Because I was whitelisted for many years. And I know what that means. Because I fought, I marched, and happened to live in Resurrection City until the end. And I don't forget that. That was a trauma to many of us. People think that it was, oh, they treated us nice and all that. It was hell. It was hell. But we kept on marching. So I'll say this to you. This is what it is. If this is America, I ain't got nothing to say. I have to keep my mouth quiet. If this is heaven here, the richest country in the world, and 500,000 people died, no food, no education, rampant racism because the capitalists profit from racism. If they got us on the, what do they call, redlining, and they got us what they call nigger town, they enjoy themselves. Of course, there are some people that are beautiful here, but it's that sickness. This is why when Malcolm said that, and he wasn't even, he realized that. He realized that other countries were able to stabilize their people. But the richest country in the world, we're catching hell. Now, I know they call me crazy, but I consider myself sane.
I'm going to call you, I'm going to call you Carlos X. okay. Leon, anybody else want to say anything about that? I'm kind of, go ahead.
Yeah, everything that the two brothers just said, capitalism is part of the problem. It's not part of the solution, as they said. And nowhere is that more true than in America, who adopts a certain kind of predatory capitalism that makes us have the weakest safety social net in the industrialized world. Where almost every European country, industrialized European country, have a universal health care system. We have none. And it doesn't go on every measure. So that's, as long as we look at capitalism as trying to be part of the solution, we're going to fall short. And nowhere with this pandemic that we're suffering from now, half a million people dying, it's because of, to a large degree, of a system that's for profit. So we have to put that, I would say to my brothers and sisters that are struggling, we have to put that in the equation. If we want to solve the future viruses and what have you, that has a devastating effect on minorities and poor people, we have to put the question has to be raised of a universal healthcare system. And we now, I believe as I look at it, we now have the power to put that discussion on the table. We have to insist through the Bidens and what have you, who I consider to be a friend, but we have to force them to move in a more progressive manner. The capitalist system even corrupted the labor movement in this country. That's why we never had a national labor movement, because of that corruption. The labor leaders short-sightedly excluded blacks from being in the movement. Uh-huh. They excluded women from being in the movement. How can you have a national movement and you exclude over half of your population from even being a member? So I hope that labor has learned from that, and that they have to be inclusive, and that's why we have a vibrant labor movement in Europe, and you have a weak labor movement here. But it can be corrected, that's what I'm
saying. Right. So what lessons do you think we learned in the past from racism that played in terms of impact on our movements in the past that we could probably apply today to try to deal with that problem?
I think I just add, I don't want to let you come. One of the lessons we have to learn is that racism affects us all. We don't have a national labor movement in this country because of the short-sightedness of the labor movement, white labor movement in the past, accepting the fact of racism and excluding. So when they were attacked in the 40s, when they had the HUAC movement, McCarthy movement, labor movements, they had nobody to help them. So we had to, there's a recent book out there that a woman wrote that I was reading. I can't think of the name of it right now. But she shows how racism has a negative impact, at the very least, on the white working class, and leaving them inept and powerless. We have to learn from that. And how do we enhance and develop a progressive multiracial force in this country?
Yeah. What, Angel, you want to say something?
Well, I guess, again, I just got to honor the elders here for bringing this dialogue to really expose on what kind of system we're living in. And always remember that a promised land is not stolen land. I mean, that was land promised to someone else, and we still have to deal with that question. Definitely. Thankfully, we have a world of examples. Besides Europe, we just heard about India, and the Philippines have very, very vibrant labor movements and still fighting the struggle sometimes, and a lot of them get killed over it. I mean, look at a place like Colombia, where more labor leaders are killed there than any other country at a rapid pace. So that's the sign of how much they fear labor movement. Mm-hmm. Here, they don't have that fear of the labor movement unless we start agitating and fight for what we need and fight for our own system that brings freedom, justice, and equality to everyone.